Okay, we're going to switch over. We're going to talk, switch over from the physical level to the emotional level. And Artie's going to give an interesting presentation this afternoon. I'm going to kind of warm you guys up a little bit. But first of all, in approaching healing, we want to do everything we can on the physical plane first. Because if we eat right, if we can treat ourselves when we do have a problem, if we can diagnose ourselves with reflexology or whatever, if we breathe correctly, take in good clean water, do everything correctly, then that helps a lot. We got a good foundation laid. But still, we know people that are into health foods and seem to be doing everything right, but they're still not very healthy. You know people like that?
I do.
Yeah. Matter of fact, there's some of them are actually some of the unhealthiest people on the planet. I've known people that are just very fastidious about their health and very careful. You go out to eat with them, you know, they're very fastidious about they won't eat this or they won't eat that, and they're very unhealthy. And then you go out to dinner with other people who just, you know, eat hamburgers or fries, milkshakes or whatever, and they're healthy as a horse. So there's other ingredients besides the physical level. Doesn't mean that we neglect the physical. It's interesting to explore the word holy, holiness, and think of it, instead of spelling it H-O-L, spell it W-H-O-L-E for whole. Holiness. Many people are spelling it that way these days. So if a person is holy, in other words, he applies everything to incorporate into his life, not just the physical, not just the spiritual, not just the emotional, but he applies wholeness. And this is where today a lot of the alternative therapies are called, use that name, wholeness or wholeness
like
therapy.
That's yeah. Right, where land and air and water meet.
That's right.
Spiritual and mental all coming together.
Yeah, you got to have the whole shebang, in other words. So what types of things on the emotional level cause us problems?
Stress.
Okay, anything else?
Refusing to love.
What?
Refusing to love.
Yeah.
Blocking an energy.
That? Anything else?
Suppression of emotion.
Oh, that's a really biggie right there.
Say.
Suppression of emotion.
Suppression, yeah.
Yeah, that's a real biggie. Okay, anything else?
Unmet expectations.
What?
Unmet expectations.
Yeah, frustration. Any really negative feeling is a danger, right? Now, can you have a negative feeling and it not be a danger?
Yes.
How do we neutralize these so they're not a danger? Do we just say, I decree I am not jealous, or I decree I'm not angry? Will that work?
Not usually.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
Your seminars that you taught that I listened to on the way driving here. He said, you find a way to express it, like if it's anger, for example, but you don't express it by punching him in the nose. Instead, you find a way to express it that's harmless.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
You express it. You give it expression.
Right. If you're angry, there's three things you can do. You can go choke the person, and you'll feel a lot better afterwards for about 5 minutes, and then they'll come arrest you. Or you can just say, well, I'm really a good person, and so I'm just going to forgive him. And but then you may harbor that negative feeling, and then this produces disease and all kinds of problems. Or there's a third way. What's the third way?
Express.
Right, confront it. Right, express it. So if Larry does something that really makes me irritated, and I don't want to choke the guy. Matter of fact, his guts, that's a big neck. I don't know if I could choke the guy. So I don't want to choke him. I don't want to hold it in. So I go to him and I say, Larry, when you said this, it made me feel this way. And then one of two things will happen. If he accepts some responsibility and says, gosh, I'm sorry I said that, you know, then all of a sudden the energy just disperses and goes away and everything's cool. But if he says, well, I didn't do anything wrong, and he gets mad, then what happens is the negative energy will leave you because you've done your part, and it'll then rest on him. And about half the time that happens. You go to somebody and say, when you did this, it really hurt my feelings. Even though you're sincere, you're non-confrontational, you're just trying to get rid of the feeling. It's actually a little bit dangerous to do that because half the time the guy doesn't take it right, gets offended, and then you can just feel the shift. The negative cloud leaves you, and it's then on him. And then he's just mad for till he works it out. You know?
What if your assailant's not alive anymore?
In that case, you know, speak to him as if he is here. And then imagine his reaction and let it go. And it'll eventually work out. But you have to let it out. But just pretend like the guy is there. If he's dead, pretend like he is there. And there's a good chance he will get the message in the other world. Let him have it. Let him know how you feel.
Proxy. You can have somebody sit there.
Yeah, that's a good idea too. Yeah, use a proxy too. And see if the proxy gets mad.
How about if you just go punch or hit the bag or something?
That helps temporarily, but you got to release the actual emotion. It really helps. But, you know, hitting a punch of bag or... put the guy's picture up and shoot as a target.
Do you believe that releases the energy, though? I mean, punching a bag when you're angry, does that really release like that?
Like I say, that's more temporary. The more permanent is to actually release the emotion to the person that caused the offense.
It might help calm you down so you could actually go talk to the guy without punching him.
Gotcha.
Mild level. I mean, I handle day-to-day just a little stress by juggling, you know, in physical activity, working in a garden, you know, that releases the normal day-to-day stuff. But, you know, you're talking, I think, about a specific issue, and that's different, right?
Yeah. Adam?
I found riding to be really helpful.
Riding a horse?
Riding.
Oh, riding.
You know, and my initial email will be very emotional and vulgar a lot of times, and have a lot of F-bombs, and I'll even send that to somebody I trust, who I can trust with it. Okay.
Sorry about that. It's one of the funnier misunderstandings.
I have a couple people in my life that I trust, and they know when they get that not to... internal, it's usually about somebody else, or something. Uh-huh. And they'll, you know, or, you know, a lot of times I'll just edit it down numerous times until I really get to the core of why I'm upset, and I'm able to say it constructively without the F-bombs, and that really helps me see that, you know, a lot of the issue is me, and the issue that I'm seeing in where the confrontation is really insignificant compared to how I'm dealing with it. And that release of constant editing, I think helps me get to the root of what's affecting me.
An interesting example of that is Lincoln had a lot of problems with his generals, and they just really aggravated him to no end because they just were not aggressive enough. You know, they would just not pursue the enemy. And one time, I can't remember which one it was, but one of his generals really infuriated him. So he sat down, and this wasn't discovered till after he died, but he apparently sat down and wrote like a 3 or 4 page letter, long letter, just castigating this general, telling him how much he screwed up and how angry he was. And the letter was never sent. It was found in a drawer somewhere sometime after he died. And the one that was actually sent was just like 3 sentences. But he condensed it all to 3 sentences that wasn't really negative, but just gave us a mild correction. But the way he really felt was contained in this long letter. And so I guess in writing that long letter, he got all the anger out of his system, and then he thought, well, this won't do any good to send this. I'll just, you know, tell him what's what, and we'll move on.
Humphreys or something? What was that guy's name? That general? If he would have pursued...
McClellan.
Yeah. That's him. Yeah. If he would have pursued Robert E. Lee's army, they would have destroyed Robert E. Lee's army.
Yeah, he could have almost ended the war.
The Civil War actually ended.
Yeah.
So it could have ended sooner, much sooner.
Yeah.
And Lincoln fired McClellan about 1 point.
Yeah. Yeah.